大家平安，弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
好，我们读了这一段的经文。
And we have understood the passage that we just read.
这个是主耶稣讲的比喻。
This is a parable from Jesus.
主耶稣是我们的救主。
And the Lord Jesus is our Savior.
他也是我们的老师。
And he's also our teacher.
他很会教训人。
And he's very proficient in teaching.
如果今天主耶稣来到地上同我们讲故事的话，
If Jesus was here to teach us with the parable today,
小朋友，你们的眼睛会睁得大大的。
I'm sure all the children will be bewildered and amazed.
大家来听主耶稣的教导。
And listen attentively.
这是主耶稣讲的比喻。
And this is one of his parables.
耶稣讲比喻。
And when Jesus told a parable,
叫我们听的时候，
that allows us to
不是听了就算了，
not only just hear the parable itself,
它要我们投入那个比喻里面，
but also be able to draw ourselves into the parable.
这是主耶稣讲比喻的个目的。
And this is the purpose of Jesus.
大家记得耶稣讲过浪子回头的比喻。
And now you might remember the parable of the prodigal son.
小朋友，你告诉我哪一个孩子离开家？
And maybe even the children can tell me which one of the two sons went away from home.
是大的孩子，是小的孩子？
Was it the older son or was it the younger son?
小朋友，好。The younger son.
是最小的那个儿子。
那耶稣把这个比喻告诉我们。
And Jesus told us this parable.
要我们反应。
To allow us to think.
要我们投入。
And to allow us to put ourselves in the shoes.
家里面有爸爸。
And if you have a father at home.
家里面有哥哥。
And you have an older brother.
家里面有这个小孩子。
And there's also a younger brother.
所以我们都知道这个爸爸的慈爱。
And we know how loving the father is.
这个哥哥的自以为意。
And how self-righteous the older brother was.
这个小孩子的没有礼貌。
And how rude the younger son was.
他要财产。
And he wanted his share of the possessions.
所以他就出去把财产就用光了。
And squandered off all his possessions.
那么我们听了这个比喻以后，
And after we heard the parable,
要我们认同哪些角色？
We might be able to identify ourselves with some of the characters.
我们可能好像大的孩子。
Maybe we could identify with the older son.
我们可能好像小的孩子。
Or the younger son.
那这是耶稣讲比喻的目的。
And that would be the purpose of our Lord Jesus.
那么今天耶稣讲一个管家的比喻。
And today Jesus told another parable of the shrewd manager.
这个管家好不好？
Is he a good manager?
小朋友。
Is he a good person? Children, maybe you can tell me.
这管家好不好？
Is he a good person?
啊，应该不好。
Maybe he's not such a good person after all.
他没有好好的做事情。
Because indeed he wasn't performing in his job.
耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，
But when Jesus told the parable,
在那个时候，
and during that time,
管家不好，
if you do not have a good manager,
这个主人也不好，
and the master wasn't good as well,
还欠债的人不好，
and even those debtors were not good people.
那么耶稣要告诉我们做什么呢？
But what would be Jesus' purpose in telling this parable?
耶稣告诉我们，
And Jesus told us,
你看这个管家知道了以后工作会失去了。
You should watch how the manager realized he was going to lose his job in the short time.
他懂得抓住这个机会。
And yet he understood to seize his opportunity.
好好处理他自己。
To place himself in a good position.
那我们要看这个管家所做的事情。
And we need to search closely what the manager did.
用在我们的信仰。
And then apply that principle into our faith.
所以我们要在信仰上，
And in our faith,
还有在普通的生活里面，
And in our daily life,
花同样的时间，花同样的精力，
We should be able to apply such energy and such time and effort.
那么这个信仰才是一个真实的信仰。
Then that will be a true faith.
那这是耶稣教导比喻的一个重点。
And this would be the purpose of Jesus in telling this parable.
不是叫我们去学这个不好的管家。
It's not for us to actually take the actions literally.
也不是叫我们去学不好的主人。
And not also not to learn from the master that are not so kind.
是要告诉我们 怎么样子用我们的时间
？But it's actually to the essence of the parable is to tell us to how to use our time.
用我们的精力。
And to use our effort.
我们把时间、把精力用在生活里面各样事情。
And to put our time and effort in our daily life into different things.
我们同样要把时间、精力用在我们的信仰上。
And we need to spend the same time and effort in our faith.
大家来读一二三。人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心；在最小的事上故意，在大事上也故意。Whoever can be trusted with
will also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
生命是由点滴的分钟组成。
And a life is actually made up of seconds and minutes.
所以我们要有智慧使用我们每一分钟。
That's why we need wisdom into spending each minute of our life.
我们这里有不同年纪的人。
And here we are made up of different people from different age groups.
六十多岁。
And maybe we have people in their 60s.
五十多岁。
50s.
还有小朋友。
And even younger children.
还不到十岁。
And under 10 years old.
这生命。是一分钟 一秒钟一分钟堆积起来的
and, but, an entire life is made up of individual seconds and minutes
不是一下子五十年
and it's not in a flash that we spend 50 years
不是一下子就六十年
it's not in a flash that we spend 60 years
是一秒一分一个钟头组成的
it's made up of each individual second and minute
是慢慢组成的
And it's slowly accumulated.
所以每一个钟头很宝贝。
Therefore, each hour is as precious as the other.
每一分钟也很宝贝。
And likewise for each minute.
每一秒钟也一样宝贝。
And the same applies to the second.
这都是小小的。
And this is not the least.
但是小而且重要。
It's little yet significant.
小而且重要。
Little yet significant.
所以我们要看重小的事情。
Therefore, we need to understand how important even the little things are.
因为它是重要的。
Because it is significant.
那第一告诉我们一个人是否能被看重，把这个责任放在我们身上，也看在我们怎么样子把它实行出来。
And here we are told that even a small task is the best proof of whether the person is fit or unfit for bigger task.
我们喜欢别人来信任我们。
We like to be trusted by other people.
我们也喜欢信任别人。
And we also like to be able to trust others as well.
把一件工作放在他的身上，把它做出来。
To be able to trust them to the point that to trust them with a task.
别人也信任我们，把一份工作放在我们身上。
And we like to be trusted by others for them to entrust us with different tasks.
那么人家看我们，我们看人家。
And it's like how people look at us, we look at them as well.
在乎他怎么样子把小的事情把它做出来。
To see how trustworthy they are in the smallest of tasks.
我们中文一句话说：“千里之行，始于足下。”
And in an old Chinese saying, that says, every journey starts with the footstep, first step.
一百米的路程。
And for a journey of 100 miles,
一公里的路程
or just 1 mile,
一百公里的路程
and 100 miles,
它的起点是在我们的脚下
but it always starts with the very first step.
如果不从这里开始
if we have never made the very first step,
我们不能走完一百米
then we will never ever reach the finishing point.
我也不能跑完一公里
and we will never ever reach the first mile.
总是要从我们的脚底下开始。
It always starts with the very first step under our feet.
大家手中有这份周心。
And everyone has got this bulletin.
这周心拿来做什么？
And what do we use it for?
周心拿来做什么？
What do we normally use it for?
联络大家。
And to communicate with one another.
还有大家知道今天主日要参与。
And also to allow us to understand our participation in today's service.
把工作好好分配。
And different parts that we need to play.
这是周勋的用处。
And this is the purpose of the bulletin.
好多年前。
And many years back.
有一个圣乐。
And
有一个晚上。
And there's a night.
我想过了12点。
And after midnight.
突然有个电话打到我家里。
And I was woken up by a call.
那是电车的驾驶员打给我的电话。
And I was actually caught by a tram driver.
他说电车停在这个 Coburn 那一带的最后一站。
And he was telling me that the tram stopped at the final stop at the terminus in Coburg.
他说电车里面一个老人家不肯下来。
And there was an elderly person on the tram who refused to get down.
他告诉我叫我帮忙。
And the driver actually called me up for my help.
我说时间这么迟了。
And I said it was so late.
如果我赶过去的话。
If I drove there.
也是差不多一个钟头的路程。
That would probably have taken me another hour to reach there.
我在那想一想。
And I thought to myself.
我说你听我。
And I told the person, listen to me.
你说你走到哪一位老人家那里？
Please walk up to the person, old person.
你看看他身边有什么东西。
And just look at what's around the person.
他告诉我他有个手提袋。
And the driver told me there is a carry bag.
他说你打开来里面什么东西。
And I told the driver to open it up and to see what was inside.
他说有一张周星。
And the driver said there was a bulletin, a church bulletin in the bag.
那是礼拜天的晚上。
Because that was a Sunday night.
我讲这个老人家一定是做完礼拜以后。
And that must be because after the old person had gone to a church.
以后他不知道怎么回到家里。
And he forgot how he should be getting home.
我说你把周星打开来看。
And I told the driver to open up the bulletin.
周星一定有礼拜堂的名称。
And that would be the name of the church.
还有礼拜堂的电话号码。
And some contact numbers on the bulletin.
我说你就打给那个礼拜堂的牧师。
And I told the driver to call up the pastors of the church.
他一定能够帮助他。
And they would be able to help the old person.
还有帮助他送回他的家。
To send the person home.
结果那个电车的驾驶员就照着我的话去做。
And the driver followed my instructions.
事情就解决了。
And that resolved the problem.
我不必赶一个钟头的路程。
And that saved me the hour of trip.
那个电车的管理员也不必在那里一直紧张等到天亮。
And the driver did not have to wait there for me to get there.
那个老人家也有人送他回去。
And the old person was able to be sent home.
什么东西解决了他的问题？
And what has resolved the problem?
是一张周讯。
It's a church bulletin.
一个小小的东西。
Maybe it's a small thing.
解决了一个很大的事情。
And yet it resolves a big problem.
这是耶稣的教导。
And this is what Jesus is teaching us.
我们要在小事上忠心。
We need to be trustworthy with little things.
不要在大事上忠心。
We're not just on the big things.
不是每一个人能够做很大的事情。
Because not every one of us would have a chance to deal with big things.
不要以为大就是好。
Don't just think that big things are good things.
不要以为多就是好。
Don't think that the more we have is good.
上帝给我们小的事情。
If God has given us smallest things,
小的工作
small tasks,
还要看我们在那里忠心不忠心。
To see whether we are trustworthy or not.
以后我们才能够做大的事情。
Then it will be used as a test to allow us to be entrusted with bigger tasks.
约定夫妇结婚了30多年。
And a couple who has been married for more than 30 years.
你们如果准备结婚的话。
For those of you who are about to get married.
很多小朋友还没有到这个时间。
And I'm sure there are quite a few younger ones among you that are not quite at that stage in life yet.
那些准备快要结婚的人很喜欢请教那些有经验的人。
But I like those who are actually deeply in love and probably ready to take the big plunge to ask people who have been married for a long time for advices.
你们这边是相爱。
How do you learn to love one another?
你们这边是持守你们的婚姻。
How do you hold on to your marriage?
这个太太回答说。
And the wife actually said.
她说我们两个人决定一个原则。
And the wife actually said this. She said we had this resolution.
大事由丈夫做主，小事由妻子决定。
That we have this principle in our marriage, which is big matters will be decided or will be handled by my husband,
好不好?
Whereas little things will be decided by myself.
好不好?
Isn't that a good principle?
为什么不好?
Who say it's not a good principle? Who? Which one of you?
谁说好举手?
If you think that it's a good principle, put up your hand.
啊，你看男人一定很高兴的。
The all the men should Put up your hand.
大事由丈夫做主。
All the big things within the family will be decided by the husband.
小事由妻子决定。
Whereas little things, little decisions will be made by the wife.
这个是太太讲的话。
And this is what the wife said.
这个丈夫听了以后。
And the husband, upon hearing that,
丈夫回答说。
And he said.
过去35年以来，我们家里从来没有发生过大事。
But thank God for the last 35 years, there are no big matters to be settled in our marriage.
什么是大事？什么是小事
？What are the big things? What are the big decisions? What are the little decisions?
好像我们好像这一对夫妇一样。
Maybe we're like this couple.
我们不能分好大事小事。
We can't even make the distinction between the big matters and the little matters.
耶稣告诉我们。
But Jesus told us.
我们要在小事上忠心。
We need to be found trustworthy in the very little.
第二，一个人在小事上正视他的责任，才能决定生命永恒的价值。
Because if only a person is found trustworthy in the very little, then his value of eternity will be decided.
在我们的生命里面有一些永恒的价值。
Because in our life, there are certain things that are of eternal value.
常常都是从小小的责任表达出来。
But those could be seen upon the little responsibilities that we have taken in life.
所以在小事上忠心，是表达我们做事很有责任。
And that is why, if we are trustworthy in very little, then that will show how truly trustworthy, responsible we are.
今天我如果去银行借钱
if I am to ask for a loan from a bank,
我有经济上的责任
then I have a financial responsibility.
我知道借多少钱
I need to understand how much I'm in debt.
银行要求我什么时候付清
and how long the period of the loan is.
这都是需要一个过程。
And all that is a process.
那么我对银行的关系，我有一个经济上的责任。
And the relationship between the bank and myself is a financial responsibility on my part.
我如果在一个公司打工
，If I'm working for a certain company,
我有一个职业上的责任。
Then I have a professional responsibility.
我早上八点要上班。
I need to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
不能迟到。
I should not be late.
一个礼拜要做5天。
I need to work 5 days a week.
都要做出来。
And I need to finish my work.
这是我从工作单位应该有的责任。
And this is my professional responsibility in my job.
我如果在大学里面修课。
If I am studying in a university.
我同谢府大学有的关系，也有我的责任。
And to the response, to the university, I also have a responsibility.
我要做作业。
I need to finish my assignments.
我要上课。
I need to attend my lectures and tutorials.
这叫做学术上的责任。
And this is my intellectual responsibility.
我们都有生活上的责任。
And we have different responsibilities in life.
我们同上帝的关系。
And our relationship with God.
我们也对上帝有一份的责任。
Also means that we have certain responsibilities with God.
我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
上帝的儿女。
And we're children of God.
我们要敬拜上帝。
We need to worship Him.
我们要爱上帝。
We need to love Him.
我们要爱我们的邻居。
And we need to love our neighbors.
这都是我们的责任。
All of these are responsibilities.
邓小平在的时候。
And Mr. Deng Xiaoping.
他改善了中国的经济。
And he has improved on the Chinese economics.
因为他讲一个例子。
And he used this example.
他说，当农夫自己养猪的时候
，When a farmer bred pigs,
他就能够表达他对自己猪的责任。
And he had a responsibility to his pigs.
如果这一只猪这一头猪是国家的。
If this pig belonged to the country, the nation,
当这头猪生病的时候
when the pig fell sick,
他就不管
then the farmer did not have a responsibility.
当这头猪是属于农民自己的
but if the pig actually belonged to a farmer himself,
就是有一天生病的话
and then when the pig fell sick,
他会整天整晚在那边看守他的那头猪。
Then the farmer will probably spend day and night watching the pig to make sure it will become well.
因为这是他自己的猪。
Because this is his own pig.
所以他有责任。
That's why it's his responsibility.
大家明白吗？
So now you understand.
我们是属于上帝。
We all belong to God.
上帝是我们所爱的。
And God is whom we love.
我们爱我们的上帝。
If we love God.
我们愿意侍奉我们的上帝。
We want to serve Him.
这是我们的责任。
And this is our responsibility.
第三，一个人在小事上可以证明他的诚实，以后才有升迁的机会。
And the third point is, if a man is trustworthy in a small task, that will mean a chance for promotion.
这是讲到品格。
And this is talking about character.
诚实是我们的品格。
Honesty is a treasured character.
在小事上把它做出来。
And to be trustworthy in a small task.
表达我们的诚实。
That represents how honest a person is.
表达我们的责任。
And that represents how responsible the person is.
也就是表达我们的品格。
And that shows the character of the person.
什么叫做品格呢？
What do we mean by character?
什么叫做品格？
What is character?
今天我用笑容对着你们。
Today you see my smile, the smile.
我眼睛开得大大的。
And I opened up my eyes wide.
我可以把嘴唇打开来。
And you can see my mouth opening wide.
那是我的品格吗？
And is that my character?
不是。
Not really.
我伸出手来。
And when I extend my hand.
我很热情同你们握手。
And I shake hand with you with passion.
那是我的品格吗？
Is that my character?
不是。
Not quite as well.
什么叫做品格？
What is character?
品格就是没有人注视你时所表现的自己。
Character is what you really are when no one else is watching.
人家看不到我们的时候。
When there's nobody around you.
我们所做的事情。
Then whatever you do.
我们所讲的话。
Whatever you say.
那就是我们的品格。
That represents your character.
青年人。
And young people.
离开家。
And who have left home.
父母亲不在你身边。
And without the parents around them.
当你一个人。不在父母亲身边的时候
and as such a person without the care of the parents
你所做的事情
then whatever they do
那就是你的品格
would represent their true character
我们做丈夫的
as husbands
不在家里
if we live apart from home
没有人看到
and without anyone watching knowing us
我们做丈夫在外面所做的事情
then as husbands whatever we do on the on when we're outside
我们在外面所走的道路
And whatever path we take, we took.
家人看不到。
And even though it's invisible to the family.
那就是丈夫的品格。
But that is the true character of the husband.
这叫做品格。
And that is character.
人家看不见我们的时候。
It's only when nobody else.
我们所讲，我们所做的。
Sees, then whatever you do, whatever you say.
那就是我们的品格。
Would represent your true character.
所以种一个意念，收一个行动。
Sow a thought.Then you reap an act.
种一个行动，收一个习惯。
You sow an act, then you reap a habit.
种一个习惯，收一个品格。
You sow a habit, then you reap the character.
种一个品格，就收一个命运。
And after you sow a character, one day you reap the destiny.
一层一层加上去。
Layer upon layer.
一点一滴加上去。
And point upon point.
从什么时候开始？
And when did it start?
从个意念开始。
It actually started with the very first thought.
所以主耶稣很看重小事。
And that is why Jesus placed such an emphasis on the little things.
要我们在小事上做好。
To ask us to be trustworthy in the very little.
在小事上忠心。
And to be able to perform in the little things.
讲到这个品格。
And if we talked about character.
这 Billy Graham 讲的一句话。
And Billy Graham has said this.
他说失去财富不算损失。
And he said, when wealth is lost, nothing is really lost.
失去健康有一些损失。
And maybe when health is lost, you lose something.
但失去人格，那就什么都没有了。
But when character is lost, all is lost.
是人格比健康还重要。
That shows us that characters come even before health.
人格比财富还重要。
And that is even more important than wealth.
失去人格，什么东西都失去。
Because once you lost character, that means all is lost.
所以耶稣说，在小事上忠心，才能在大事上忠心。
And that is the very reason why Jesus said that if we are trustworthy in the very little, then we will be found trustworthy with much.
德国有一位银行家。
And there's a banker in Germany.
他现在退休了。
Who has retired.
他希望把他的经验告诉下一代的人。
But he'd like to share his experiences with the younger generation.
给他们一个教导。
To allow them to learn certain lessons.
一个鼓励。
And encouragement.
他说他中学的时候。
And he once shared that when he was in high school,
他就一直想在银行里面工作。
And he already had the aspiration to work in a bank.
他到一个最大的银行去找工作。
And that is why he applied for a job with the biggest bank.
结果被拒绝了。
And he was rejected.
中学还没毕业。
Because he hadn't even finished his high school.
没有文凭。
And he without the certificate.
没有经验。
And without experience.
谁要接受他？
And no one accepted his application.
他不灰心。
But yet he was not discouraged.
一边读书一边去找工作。
He continued to study hard and continued to apply for jobs.
找，不断的找。
And time after time.
最后他又回到起初所接触的一间最大的银行。
And finally he returned to the biggest bank that he originally applied a job with.
他想他总是一些谈话的经验。
And he thought that with certain experience, he might have a chance.
当董事长见他的时候，
When the managing director saw him,
还是劝他年轻。
And he felt that this man was still too young.
没有文凭。
And without a certificate.
没有经验。
Without enough experience.
还是拒绝他。
And he was still rejected.
他告诉年轻人说。
And he told this young person.
当他走出去的时候。
And if he left.
低着头走出去，低着头走出去。
And when he left the office, his head was hanging low.
但很失望。
Because he was truly disappointed.
他说在地上有一根钉子。
And yet he saw this little pin on the floor.
他就往身把钉子把它射起来。
And he actually picked the pin up.
就放在口袋里面。
And he put it into his pocket.
直接就走出去。
And he walked out.
第二天。
And second day.
他想再找别的银行。
And he thought of applying jobs with other banks.
当他走出门口去看邮箱的时候。
And the second day when he opened up his when he went out and opened up his letterbox.
他看到一封信寄给他。
He saw a letter there.
是那一间银行的信给他。
And it was a letter from the bank that of this biggest bank that he applied a job with.
他讲这封信又是一个拒绝的信件。
And it was a letter of rejection.
好像不好，就把它打开来。
And he thought that it was going to be a letter of rejection. That's why he didn't open it.
不过既然还要找另外一份工作。
And since I was going to apply for another job.
就把这信封打开来。
And he opened the envelope.
他很惊奇。
He was truly surprised.
那间银行录取他。
To see that his application for the job was successful.
他赶紧跑到那间银行。
He ran over to the bank.
那个董事长见到他。
And it just so happened that the managing director saw him.
董事长对他说。
And the managing director said.
哪一天你走出去的时候。
And that day when you left my office.
我看见你弯着身。
I saw that you are bent down.
把地上的一根钉子射起来。
To pick up a pin on the floor.
放在口袋里面。
To put it into your own pocket.
我知道你很是一个很细心的人。
I saw how you have an eye to details.
一个很认真的人。
How careful you are with the little things.
最适合做银行的工作。
And how suitable that would be for a job in a bank.
他非常的高兴。
And this young man was so happy.
因为那一次小小的动作。
It's just because of the smallest action.
给董事长看到。
And that was being watched by the managing director.
就录取他。
That allows him to get a job.
因为他弯身把钉子把它收起来。
Just because he picked that pin up from the floor.
我不是叫你们去找钉子。
I'm not telling you to actually look for pins on the floor from now on.
不过小的事情可以决定大的事情。
But your character is actually shown in even the littlest of things.
小的动作可以决定大的动作。
And even your least action will determine your largest.
耶稣说，在小事上忠心，在大事上也能忠心。
And that is why Jesus said, those who are trustworthy in the very little will be trustworthy in much.
耶稣说，人因为先知的名接待先知，必得先知所得的赏赐。
And that is why Jesus said that anyone who receives a prophet, because he's a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward.
人因为义人的名接待义人，必得义人所得的赏赐。
And one who receives a righteous man, because he's a righteous man, will receive the reward of a righteous man.
无论何人因为门徒的名只把一杯凉水给只小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he's my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward.
仆人所行的每一项，无论大小，上帝都会纪念。
And every single act of a servanthood, even as the smallest or the greatest, will be remembered by God.
我们所做的事情，在上帝的身上，无论大小，上帝都会纪念。
And whatever we have done, whether it's great or small, as long as we do it upon God, will be remembered by God.
今天大家来做礼拜。
Today we all come to worship.
当你们开车，把车辆停在停车场。
And when you have arrived here, and when you park your car,
你们就这样子走进礼拜堂。
And you, you enter the church.
你告诉我第一个你所见到的人是谁
？And please tell me who is the first, who was the first person you saw?
是哪一位
Who was it?
这位姐妹。看到 David， 为什么你看到 David？他在发咒心。
It was David because he was giving out bulletins.
David 发咒心。David 做招待。
And he was the usher.
是吗 ？Yeah, yes. 所以你们进到礼拜堂，第一个你们所看见的人是做招待的 David.
Interestingly, the first person we saw coming into the church was usher, David.
你为什么没有先看到我
？And why did you see me first?
你那时候还没来。
哦，我还没来。Yeah, 我还没来。
Why didn't you see me first? Maybe because I haven't arrived yet.
这是每一个做礼拜的人。
And this is every single one person who has come into the church to worship.
牧师还在后面。
And the pastor is actually not up the front.
他们还是做一边的工作。
And the pastors probably in the preparation of the service.
赵大言就在前面。
But it's the usher who's at the front door.
大家第一个所看到是赵大言。
And that is why everyone who come to worship God will first see an usher.
赵大言重要不重要？
The usher's important.
他只是把周薪分给大家。
But think of it, all they do is just handing out bulletins.
他 David 不能唱歌。
And maybe this David can sing. Maybe he can't sing. Just imagine he can't sing.
唱得好吗？你一边招待，当然不需要唱歌。
But of course he wouldn't be singing when he's ushering, I'm sure.
David 就不需要一边招待一边弹钢琴。
And he wasn't definitely playing the piano while he was ushering.
不过是礼拜六的时候好好预备他的心。
But he had to prepare himself maybe on a Saturday.
今天要招待。
Because he will be the usher on Sunday afternoon.
头发要梳好。
And he need to make sure he's well groomed before he came.
衣服要穿好。
And he was well presented.
睡眠要充足。
And he need to have a good night's sleep.
有好的精神。
And to be shining.
大家看见 David 全高兴。
And that is why we are truly delighted to see him when we set foot in the church.
如果今天 David 头发梳得不好。
If we see that he's in a mess.
脸长长的
，and with such a gloomy face，
yeah, 一面做这样子做招待
，and with a bad mood handing out bulletins，
不看人的
，and not even looking at other people。
那么来做礼拜的人
，then those who come into the church，
这个情绪所受打到的
，will be affected。
今天我到底得罪 David 什么
？And we'll all be thinking， what have we done against David？
你为什么对我不好
？To be received in such a bad manner。
讲到的也听不进去。
And even when Reverend Amata is preaching, we probably wouldn't be able to hear it.
唱诗也不好好唱。
And we would not be enjoying our singing and praise and worship.
今天 David 有笑容对着我们。
But because of David's bright smile,
好好同我们热情的握手。
And shake and warm handshake.
哦，大家做礼拜也很高兴。
Then we are happy to come and worship God.
这就是小事中心。
And that is what the meaning of being trustworthy with the least means.
在大事中心。
Then it will be trustworthy in much.
在教会的工作里面。
In all the ministries.
不要看站在这里是大事。
Don't just think that those who stand on the pulpit are doing the great things.
下面是小事。
And those who are not on the pulpit are doing little things. That is not quite right.
无论大事小事，上帝都会纪念。
Regardless of whether it's a big or little things, they will all be remembered by God.
无论大事小事，上帝都会纪念。
Regardless of whether it's great or small, they will be remembered by God.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
我们感谢上帝。
We thank you, Father God.
这是一个属灵的家庭。
Because this is our spiritual home.
我们都有我们的责任。
And each one of us has our responsibility.
求上帝帮助我们。
Lord God, we ask that you help us.
不但表达我们的责任。
That not only are we responsible.
也表达我们的品格。
And that help us to show our true character.
一同做永恒的事情。
To allow us to be able to perform eternal tasks.
因为这一切上帝都会纪念我们。
May this all be remembered by God.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, God.
奉耶稣基督的名。
All these we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.